El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I'd come on this show to defend those opinions, but now I don't do any of that shit, I just do this. Joining me today, well, for starters, he's my co-host, so he's here all the damn time. He runs a great show in LA called Mint on Card that you should check out all the time. If you don't know what Mint on Card means, don't worry, it's just something nerds say. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May. Also joining me, this is his third time appearing as a guest on one of our shows, but the first time he's been on this one. He's a fantastic comic who you can see tell jokes at all the places, and we're really happy to have him on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, John Fahey. It's going to be a great show.
Where's Chet Wild? Is he here?
Like, he in the room?
Yeah.
No. Huh. Why would...
I don't know.
Why would you ask me that? By the way, we started recording. See?
Ooh.
No, we didn't. Now
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, now we did, because I just turned the official online stopwatch.com clock of Unpopular Opinion.
That's online-stopwatch.com for on your online-stopwatch needs.
Nice. Still the only ad we do on this show. We started doing bi-weekly episodes of all of our subscription shows, and we have ads on them, but they're just me talking over old-timey jingle music about how you should subscribe to our podcast.
Oh, okay.
You know.
That's nice.
You know.
He knows.
I like that.
Yeah, you do.
What do you mean he knows? It's John Fahey. He's been on before.
John Fahey, you know.
Yeah. John Fahey, you know. On Twitter.
That's on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stop talking, Jeff. I don't like this. I didn't think it was going to come to that. Yeah, how's everyone doing? Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm still kind of getting set up if I sound distracted.
Yeah.
You do sound distracted.
Well, you're the co-host.
I'm the co-host. The host.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how words work.
Co-host.
I'm the co-host. I'm the ghost. I'm the ghost of this. Ooh, spooky. Pretty scary. Ooh. Subscribe to the Connect Pal, and you can hear Pretty Scary in its entirety.
In its entirety, without annoying ads from me. Every week you'll hear it, instead of bi-weekly.
What?
You can also hear the Monday show every week with this.
Hi, everybody, welcome to the Monday show!
With that clown.
And you people are insane.
And you people are insane, which is up for free right now. Went up yesterday.
What?
Man.
What?
It's a lot of content.
It really is.
10 episodes a week. John Fahey.
Right now we're only doing 8, but pretty soon we'll be doing 10.
That averages out to 12.5 cents per episode.
Really?
You can't even use a payphone for that much.
God.
And this is so much nicer of a neighborhood than anywhere you would find a payphone.
Yeah.
Even if you did want to spend that money.
Yeah, why would you?
Making a payphone call.
You know what? If you're in this neighborhood, you need to make a phone call. If you're a subscriber, come on up. You can borrow a cell phone.
Yeah.
Show your it pays for itself practically.
Sure. Yeah. We'll send out like a decoder ring.
Yeah, yeah. We have like rollover minutes for this shit.
That was initially one of the Kickstarter prizes I wanted to do was decoder rings. But then I realized all the decoder rings you can buy cheaply also are based on readily available codes on the internet. And I wanted my own shit. Like I wanted to write up a secret alphabet and only post it somewhere subscribers can find. It wouldn't take that long. I used to do it as a kid. You make a little cipher.
I like that
Adam's
stuff.
Adam's doing a podcast in Navajo so the krauts don't take over or whatever.
It's good times.
I like it. It's very fan clubby.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a very...
Our fan base is dope.
Loyal.
Yeah,
loyal.
We have
fantastic.
Yeah.
We have the best.
When the shit hits the fan, we know where they stand.
When the shit hits the fans.
The fans.
They come out Teflon, clean.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Speaking of that, if the fans wanted to put their considerable social media efforts that we normally ask you to use Iron Gianting things and badgering Mike Favorman on Twitter, we could use reviews and ratings on all of our iTunes podcasts. We put up all of the podcasts we do separately on iTunes.
Right.
And to help them grow and to help them blossom, we need ratings and reviews and subscribers.
What do you like?
Water these
What do
podcasts.
You love?
Yeah.
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 And if you are a subscriber already and you're paying us, forget we said all of this. Well, no, you no, go
you
do it too.
You should go do it too.
Yeah, you should go. You just don't
leave
need to subscribe.
Reviews.
Yeah,
leave good reviews.
Leave good reviews. But you just don't need to subscribe on iTunes. That's that's overkill. It would clutter your RSS feeds. It would make your apps a mess. We don't want that.
Don't mess with the feed, baby. Yeah,
we want this to be an interactive experience.
Yeah.
A give and take.
Yeah.
That's what life is.
That's great.
That is.
Huh? It is. It is. Quid pro quo.
Yeah, we don't want to just pour shit at people.
No.
That's how they say it.
But you know what I like and I love about this is how, you know, this was started, 2013, like the podcast, you know, so it's been a while. And then within the past couple of months, we've sort of had to like reseed and sort of kind of start back up and build up. And we are so great.
Better than ever.
I don't want to pat people on the back, but us.
Right.
I do want to pat us on the back. We're doing great.
Yeah. This is... Well, I think a lot of it, though, is the guests, too. We've got a lot of... We had a bunch of regular guests from the Cracked era that can't be guests anymore. And we had to come up with a new army of regular guests, like John Fahey. This is the third podcast you've been on.
Yes, very excited.
A matter of months.
Thank you.
Because you're super funny and the people love you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very
nice. The people like John Fahey. I like John Fahey.
I like John Fahey. You know who I don't like? Jeff May.
Whoa.
Real piece of shit.
Yikes.
You know what? This is what I have to deal with.
Yeah.
This is what a partnership is. He's abusive. He's emotionally abusive.
I mean, do you have any close relationships in your life that are not semi-abusive? Close.
I mean, I'm either punting or receiving, but yeah, it's pretty...
There you go.
They're pretty right.
Life is a
right
give
there.
And take.
Yeah. You gotta,
I always say that.
You have it pretty rough, don't you, Jeff?
You know what? It's not okay.
Hit it, Brett. You know, the hardest part of this... show for me.
This has fallen off.
Is the first few minutes. No, it hasn't. This part is still great. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life. When all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. That's why we call the segment This Week in Me. Remember this segment, Jeff? We used to
do it
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about to get really intense.
All right.
Fade it out, Brett. That was fun.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. It really was. So, yeah, we're talking about Trump.
Yes.
Are we?
What a surprise.
On Unpopular Opinion?
On Unpopular Opinion,
on
we're talking Trump about Trump.
Unpopular Opinion.
It'll probably be called that someday. It'll be that or I go to a dissenter camp and I'll just pussy out. And be like, fine, Trump Popular Opinion.
Here's the thing. I've already nominated you for a camp.
Wow.
I was like, I know a guy.
There's already a camp named after you, probably.
Yeah, what, Camp May? Probably. Yeah, it's a great name. It's a good name for a camp, good name for a dude.
Don't be an asshole.
What?
Don't be that way.
What do you mean? Don't be that
way. Why are you being this way?
Camp May.
You get cut off one time and you turn into a...
Cut off one time?
Prissy baskets.
There is a super cut of how many times I've been cut off.
Oh, sorry.
It's like all it's all
well,
the time.
Well, it's fun. Now that you're co-hosting this, I always have someone to cut off. Because for a while there... Like I said, we had to have all these new guests on.
Right, and you got to be nice to them because they're new.
Yeah, and I was like, I felt like I was spreading Jeff out way too thin, but I finally, you know, fuck, who cares? And that's a joke. I still feel guilty about all the work Jeff does. But it's fine.
No, it's great.
That was a genuine moment.
Wow. That was
You're
going
to edit that out, Brett.
Yeah, we're going to edit that out, replace it with the sound of us slapping each other. Each other's dicks.
Oh,
what is that? Is this how it's going now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is.
Wow. You're gonna get in
now.
A couple of camps, huh?
Oh my God. Yeah. So let's talk about Trump.
Let's talk about it.
His inauguration is very, very close.
Yeah. I feel like this is just. If you listen to the Monday Show, are we doomed?
Yeah.
This is just one giant. Are we doomed on this one? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad in this episode. Yeah, his inauguration is next week, right? At the 20th?
It's the 20th, so we got about 10 days.
Yeah, the...
9 days, if you're listening it on the day it comes out.
Yeah, it's going to be an event. We're going to watch it. One of our Kickstarter donators, we actually got a $5,000 donation on Kickstarter.
Good God.
Right?
Right, and the stipulation was that they get to come hang out for a weekend. And
Weekend with the Boys.
Weekend with the Boys.
Do you know the character?
The character?
Bugs Bunny donated $5,000.
The donor.
No,
We prefer to keep the donor anonymous.
Right.
And then we're going to do a swirl.
We had never met her before.
She's our best friend now, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lady.
We sure love her now.
Wow.
She's great.
So wait. Did this already happen?
No, she's actually coming out, and we're one of the activities we have planned is we're all going to watch the inauguration and cry.
Wow.
Well, I'll cry. She'll get to see me cry. Tell me that's not worth $5,000.
That's great. That's great. I would like to be part of that weekend of activities.
You should. Right. Yes, by all means, please.
We go to some batting cages or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to do it all.
Yeah, we were brainstorming plans, and we got some people. Raquel got excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Raquel and Angie were brainstorming. Adam and I were like, we'll all hang out, sit on the couch.
Right.
I'll cook food.
We'll watch some screeners of some movies.
I like hanging out a lot, but I like an activity too, you know?
We are going to watch some screeners, though.
Yeah, we got
some. How LA is that?
It's very LA.
It's got Moonlight today. Oh. It's got Moonlight.
It's a monster of a film.
Yeah. You know what else is? Monster.
Yes. Also. Yeah.
So back to Trump then.
Speaking of monsters.
Yeah, we're watching Trump's inauguration next week, and we haven't done a podcast all about Trump in a while.
Okay.
It's been like 4 days.
I just figured we'd check in and see where everyone's at, and especially to talk about some of the creepier things he's done. It's crazy that we're even having this discussion before he's in office.
It's gotten so out of hand.
Yeah.
This whole thing. Like, it's just silly. Like, the Russians played us so well.
Yeah.
They're good at chess.
They really did.
Yeah.
They Kasparov'd us.
Right.
That's a guy, right?
Kasparov is ironically very hostile to the Russian government.
He is. Yeah. Not a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. As all of like the worst fears that were coming out about the election and what kind of thing it was be, what the administration was going to be like. And you kind of hope, oh, things maybe won't be as bad as we all dread. But then every single cabinet pick was more dastardly than the last.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
He's not been shy about it.
Yeah. I mean, the guy, big in the news today was they were grilling Jeff Sessions, who was.
He's one of them.
He was too racist for the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he was too racist for 20 years ago.
Yeah.
30 years ago, whatever it was.
The 80s. He was trying. Yeah. One of his past confirmation attempts, he was going to be a judge of some sort under the Reagan administration.
Yes.
And then a bunch of his colleagues testified that he said the N-word frequently.
Yeah.
Called a black assistant U.S. attorney boy.
Yeah.
And joked that he thought the KKK was okay until I found out they smoke pot.
Yes.
They're okay, KKK.
Yes. Yeah. And he cautioned the guy he called boy on how to speak to white people.
Isn't that, by the way, a real nasty grandparent of a thing to do, to be like, you know, I hate the Jews, but... you know, those guys, they smoke pots, so they're bad seeds, you know? I would have liked them with the whole Jew hating.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And also,
right up my alley.
What stereotype of the KKK is Jeff Sessions exposed to? Who are all these weed-smoking Klan guys?
Yeah, I've never heard that until I've never heard about the KKK being
they went from
getting high.
Burning crosses to burning trees. Things are bad.
Yeah, things are really. Yeah, we're all going to die pretty soon.
Oh.
Yeah, so Jeff Sessions, he's one of the. We were originally going to just do this episode about his cabinet picks, but there's so many.
There's
too many. It would have just been us. Like, we would have had to just kind of run through them and do their credits like we were hosting a fucking Swamp Monster open mic and just move it along.
Like, Trump is so bad that he made Megyn Kelly out to be like a hero.
Yes.
She's
like a left wing darling now.
She's by the way, still a piece of shit.
Completely. 100%.
Like, she was just a victimized woman on the right. And so the right was just like, maybe get out. And she's like, well, I still hate black people.
Right, going away.
And, you
know. Yeah. And then the left was like, well, we could use that personality in our group.
It's like...
makes our show more compelling.
Like woke Glenn Beck now.
Exactly. What happened there?
Looking like a Silver Lake shop owner. Walking around just being like, you know, that's a crazy heel turn. That's how you know this is very WWE. Is that like all the villains are like, and I've got my own four horsemen. And it's like, Glenn Beck turned. He's a good guy
right.
now.
Well, it makes perfect sense because nobody was buying it when he stayed the same character.
Right.
He lost everything being the same character. And then what are you going to do? Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm different now. Now are you buying it? And people kind of are.
And how crazy is just the right in general that just having the courage to denounce Trump, we're like, whoa! It's like...
If you ever told me that I would sort of miss George W. Bush, in my 20s, would say you're insane.
Yeah, but he was bumbling, but he wasn't evil. Yes.
Well, he was in his own way.
He was in his own way, but
he was bumblingly evil.
I certainly didn't think things would ever get worse than that.
He's 1980s Shredder, not the 2000s Shredder.
Right. Yeah.
I think one of my people on the right, I saw the joke, and I think it was Anthony Scabelli said, Ann Coulter hates the Affordable Care Act because she is cancer. And I thought that was just the best, not an ounce of fat on that joke. Just a perfect.
Yeah, that's really great.
She is cancer.
Shout out to Anthony Scabelli. He's written some stuff for Cracked.
I've talked to him before. Very clever. He's a Boston comic.
Maybe we'll all do a show together if we're ever in Boston.
We might have to. If we go to Boston, we'll get him.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's do it.
He's booked.
He's booked. Anthony Scabelli. We'll have him host. He's very good. He's very good at it.
I like this. Let's come to Boston.
There it is. We've booked you, Anthony. We don't pay, just so you know.
Yeah, we don't pay, and we need you to set up the show.
Also, if we can crash.
And flyer the entire area.
Yeah, if we can crash at your place while we're there.
Yeah.
I know my family is there, but I don't want to see them.
Right.
And if you get on those plane tickets early, you could fly us out for
pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to need you to book a couple more comics. Because we don't want to perform. We're just going to put our... It's like Trump University. We're just going to put our name on a thing and then never show up.
Yeah, right. Like Puff Daddy producing a song. Just someone else makes it and he goes, oh, that's me now.
Yeah.
There it is.
Shout out to Quincy Johnson for that fact.
Quincy Johnson knows facts.
I don't even know if it's true.
Does Puff Daddy just throw a couple of on it or something?
Yeah. I just spout that now all the time like it's verified fact because Quincy said it on a podcast.
Quincy don't lie.
Yeah,
I guess.
What in the world?
What in the world?
In the comic book art world, there are artists that have studios where the main artist will just draw the head, and then somebody else does the rest of it. Yeah, and as long as they isn't that fucked up?
How did they sell that? Who was the first guy to sell that?
There are people. I'd rather not drop names on that. Sure. But I'll tell you off camera. But like, isn't that messed up?
It's crazy.
Drop names.
No. I'm not.
So yeah, Jeff Sessions. He's also an immigration hardliner. Like he really, really thinks illegal immigrants should be kicked out of the country.
I mean, that's not a surprise, right?
Which is convenient for Trump because now Jeff Sessions, as Attorney General, like some of these I even had to look up, like what does this person do? Mm. And Attorney General is like the chief, he's like the chief law enforcement officer in all the land.
And he gets to wear this little general outfit.
Yeah. So now he just gets to, on day one, go, all right, round up illegal immigrants and kick them out.
Right.
And it's one of those things that people, as soon as Trump started bringing it up, people were like, nah, checks and balances. Where?
What checks and balances?
It's a law that's on the books.
Right.
He doesn't need permission.
Well, I mean, from as far as like a lack of checks and balances before even the election, or before he was elected, I mean, the FBI sided with the president-elect. They decided to reveal stuff about Hillary Clinton, and today the FBI would not reveal if they were investigating Donald Trump because they said they couldn't comment on an ongoing investigation. And people were like, where was that in November?
Yeah.
A couple of days before we voted. And the guy said this with no irony, Comey.
Yeah.
Said this today with no sense of irony. So we had that in the news today. We had Jeff Sessions stuff in the news today. We had I guess the announcement that the son-in-law is now going to be chief advisor.
Oh, yeah. Pauly Shore, chief advisor.
And he's fucking all tied up in the business stuff.
And they just like vaulted over anti-nepotism laws.
Yes.
Although the Kennedys did shit like that, so that doesn't surprise me.
My main concern, and this again started with George W. Bush too, was I think it was people like Cheney that were the first to get into office to just refuse to sell their holdings, like in Halliburton and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a whole cabinet of that this time.
Yeah.
Because once somebody does it, which again, the Bush administration, a complete nightmare. I mean, Halliburton got a no-bid contract to Iraq stuff.
While
the vice president
insane
had holdings in the company. I feel like it's going to be like that times 10 with this administration.
Yeah, and speaking of that, he put Rex Tillerson, he's our new Secretary of State.
More like
the most baffling, shocking, insane of all.
It's totally shocking. Tillerman, come for me.
Call him Rex Tillerson.
I mean, and he's like a Texan, like good old boy. Like, do you want this to be the overalls. Secretary of State?
Yeah, but he's like a Texan who loves Russia.
Yeah, because he's into gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, when do you see that? Unless it's money
right.
motivated. But this guy is deep in with Russia, which, does all of this Russia stuff not bother anyone who's a Trump supporter?
No.
What the fuck?
Did y'all see Red Dawn? Like, that was a...
Yeah, line.
And people have the nerve to compare him to Reagan. It's like Reagan hated the fucking Russians.
Right.
Oh.
There's a fucking Genesis video about it.
Right, yeah.
Like, Trump is nothing like
Reagan. I think
Reagan.
At the end of the day, some people consoled themselves that Vladimir Putin's still a white guy. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, man, they hate the Jews too, man. That's right. You know? You know, they ain't too kind to them over there in Russia.
Yeah, and like there's this thing of, and Trump doesn't really say this explicitly, but he kind of part of his lauding Putin is like, oh, well, he gets things done. You know, he means business, all this type of shit.
Sounds terrifying.
You know, well, right. If you're a fascist, you mean business.
And if you look at the pedigree of Putin, like Putin was a hardline KGB officer, right?
Yeah.
The KGB was created by Ivan the Terrible.
Right.
Like originally as the Oprichniki, Ivan the Fourth, who was one of the most sadistic humans who ever lived. And like he created them just to destroy dissidents and like destroy any quell of anything. And they stayed. That KGB lasted for hundreds of years.
Right.
Through the NKVD, all the way up to the KGB. And it's always been the same thing, which is destroy dissidents and do everything you can to maintain power. And it shouldn't matter all who gets in the way. And now that's a guy who's ruling. And that's fucking scary.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, he's brought everybody up from the KGB to, they used to be on a leash of
the
government.
Mob. It's the mob.
Now they are, they hold the leash.
They're cops and robbers. You know? That's what it comes down to.
And like, I mean, when just one of the many people that he had killed outside the Kremlin, you know, like an opponent of his policies, who was about to drop a bunch of major shit in the media.
Right.
And then he was like, oh, all of the CCTV footage in downtown Moscow wasn't available.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say any more explicitly, I killed this man for political reasons.
He had a shirtless picture of me on horse.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he does love a fucking horse. Yeah, Rex Tillerson, one of his crowning achievements as CEO of ExxonMobil, he formed a partnership with Rosneft, which is a Russian oil company that is majority owned by Vladimir Putin.
There it is.
Yeah. In 2013, this is a real thing, Vladimir Putin bestowed the Order of Friendship on Tillerson, which almost sounds like a threat.
Like, yeah, you got to be my friend.
You be my friend.
Give me Super Bowl
ring.
Give
me friend now. Yeah, that's still, even if Vladimir Putin conspires with Trump to destroy the world, I'll always have a soft spot for him in my heart for stealing Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
I like when that story came out and people were like, oh, Robert Kraft gave Putin his Super Bowl ring. And this was when we didn't really know we hated Russia again yet. So people were like, oh, that's nice. And then the story came out later. No, he stole that. He just took it and put it
in his
pocket.
I thought of immediately was when Marlo steals that guy's ring in The Wire.
Yeah. Yeah.
he tells him he's going to like get it cleaned for him or something.
Yeah.
He's totally stealing it.
Marlo was the best.
Yeah. Marlo was the Vladimir of The Wire.
I feel so bad when people give up on The Wire in that second season.
I know you're looking directly at me because
yes,
that's what I did.
Because you don't know any of the magic of Marlo Stanfield.
Oh, you can't believe it.
Fine.
I was in a little cafe in Studio City having some brunch, you know what I mean? Classic shit. And the guy who plays Marlo walks in and he walks like Marlo and he has that stare like Marlo and I panicked because of how like perfect a villain he is in the show.
I was like,
oh fuck, Marlo's here. Like, what are we gonna do? But then he sat down and he was like a pescatarian. So it was fine.
Total piece of shit. He's like, talking about CrossFit the whole time.
He stabbed me, but you know, he stabbed me like a pussy.
I want to meet Marlo. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where was this? We gotta go.
Studio City.
We don't want to.
I don't remember the name of the exact place, but yeah, I mean,
this is just how it is in The Wire.
It was the docks.
Get shitty.
He saw him at the docks.
Yeah.
Trump just recently asked doctors to probe back into the vaccines causing autism thing.
Wow.
That's a thing that he just
what?
Did. He just did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't.
That's another thing I think too is going to be like with this, you know, brigade of maniacs and with Trump himself, of course, I don't think it's going to be like immediate end of the world type stuff, but I do think it's going to be a gigantic scandal every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every
yeah.
day. And a new one. Like, because there's, I mean.
Yeah, because that's kind of how fascism works is like they test you.
Yes.
Every step of the yes. way, there's a test.
Right.
And if you don't fight that one minor thing enough, then the next thing is a little bit bigger.
Right.
And then eventually you're
building a callus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eventually it just all starts to feel really normal until one day he's like, hey, Mexico won't take their immigrants back. We got to kill them.
Right.
And we're just like, oh, remember when we thought it couldn't get to this? And then we're all tweeting about it
yeah.
while millions of people are fucking dying.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty grim.
It's pretty grim.
Very grim.
Did you say grim?
I said grin. Grin. I said let's grin.
It's very
oh, okay.
Very right. grin worthy.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now. I was lost for a second. I gotta be honest. Zoned out.
we're all over here playing with our fingertips and grinning over the deaths of millions.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was thrown for a loop. I was like, genocide. Genocide. Things are awful.
Yeah.
Get it?
So bad. Yeah. Oh, and Rick Perry is the energy secretary now.
What a fuckstick that guy is, right?
Who saw that?
What a
coming.
Real piece of shit.
Well, Rick Perry, what's so ironic about that is in the 2012 election, in one of the debates, he had that
yes.
big, back when gaffes mattered.
Yeah.
He had that thing where he named three departments he would eliminate as president, and he forgot the name of the third one.
Yeah.
It's the Department of Energy, which he's running
which
now.
Which is now he got, yeah.
So I guess it's good that he's not on record as yeah. saying he'd destroy it.
I think the main thing that Trump perfected was just don't... Because Rick Perry said oops when he forgot.
Yeah.
Trump never said oops about anything. Never apologized, never said he was wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what he got right. And once you do that, it was like people were like, oh shit, yeah, this guy's the best.
Yeah.
He's never wrong because he never says he's wrong.
Just draining that swamp.
So then why, okay, so why him as energy? Is he another gas guy too? Is he another oil guy?
Oh yeah, he's definitely an oil guy. He's actually on the board of the company that tried to build the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Oh, yikes.
So that's convenient for the Dakota yeah. Access Pipeline.
Rick, right. You got bit slapped by a hashtag.
Yeah.
And also the hard yeah, work also, of a lot of very important people in the Dakotas.
But also you now have control of the department that can bitch slap those people back.
Right.
Not sure I like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good. He's a climate change denier, of course. He was awful on Dancing with the Stars. Let's not lose sight of that.
Man.
You gotta prioritize in here. That
he was a mess
deal.
On
he
that
was,
show.
He was pretty hostile to Trump, though, early on, like in the primaries, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's like the only good thing he's ever done. Yeah.
They all were. Look at Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was called a bitch, and his wife... The guy, what did
they
he
said,
say?
They said
Trump implied that his wife was like ugly or old or something.
He accused his dad of being the Zodiac killer. Yeah.
The guy of killing Kennedy.
Oh yeah.
And so like all that, and then you see that picture of Ted Cruz calling for Trump, being like, "Can you vote for Trump? I'm Ted Cruz."
You know,
you are such a bitch.
The funniest thing in the world is like it was like that. He called off the race like only a day or two after his dad was accused of killing Kennedy, and then he called off the race on stage with his dad.
Yeah.
And it was like, maybe this guy's dad fucking shot JFK, man. Like, this one insane allegation comes out, and then he wheels his dad out and was like, I'm not running anymore.
What was great was also he announced his VP. It was Carly, what's her name?
Yeah, Fiorina.
Like, and then he's like, she's my VP. And then the next day he's like, we're out. She's like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, I could have been something else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, in the...
Forgot all about that.
Right?
There like, was so much day. Shit in that election. It was insane.
Did I get a bump from putting a broad?
No, nobody cares.
No, no one cares. Ted Cruz, you fucking creep. He looks like he puts his fingers together like this in everything he does. He looks like Paul Bearer from the... I always picture him from WWE. Remember Paul Bearer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like that. He looks like Paul Bearer. About the mustache.
Yeah, he looks like a lot of people. He looks like Grandpa Munster.
I think Paul Bearer looks like 10 times less creepy. Yeah, than
even dead, even though he's been dead for years.
You ever seen him smile? Ted Cruz smiling is it looks terrifying. Like it hurts.
Yeah, it's the worst thing.
Yeah. So gross.
Sounds as his cheeks crack.
Yeah.
And so before we get off of the cabinet picks, don't forget Steve Bannon, too.
Yes.
The earliest one, so we've all kind of forgot that.
Yeah,
he,
the first one, the softball he tossed us.
Yeah, like one of the most powerful spots in the cabinet is basically a white supremacist who wouldn't let his kids go to a certain school in L.A. because there were too many Jews there.
Right. And now you would wonder how that lines, because I mean, his son-in-law is also Jewish.
Gross.
Yeah. The nepotism charge one. Gross. But you know what I mean? So you wonder, I mean, like, how cozy is that going to be?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's going to be the Royal Rumble. I'm going a lot of wrestling references.
Yeah.
Like, is this like, I just picture it like being this, all this bunch of monsters in the same.
The Royal Racism Rumble.
It's just like all these really... It's,
and there's not a woman anywhere, right? There's not a...
one.
Is there a woman?
There's one.
Yeah, there's...
it's Michelle Obama, actually.
Oh, God.
Her ball, right?
God.
Yeah.
Man. There's, I mean, you got to go where the money is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you going to do, you know?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of wrestling references, Linda McMahon is in his cabinet.
Yeah, that's right. Linda McMahon.
Jesus.
Goddamn Christ. How did we miss that symmetry?
Yeah, she
what
is...
What is she?
Here, I'll pull it up really quick. She is head of Small Business Administration.
You know, WWE is such a small business.
Yeah.
Little mom and pop wrestling organization.
Yeah, they're a small territory.
Little fruit stand they started off at.
I love how she tried and failed consistently to be involved in government.
She wanted to be a senator.
And then all it took was just some shitbag to get elected and be like, ah.
Yeah.
I mean, they love the whole, they're connected for, they've been connected for so long. Trumps and the McMahons.
Also a woman named Betsy DeVos.
Oh, this piece of shit.
Is his head of education.
She's a pro. She's a pro private and charter school.
Yes, also.
She's never stepped foot in a public school.
Right.
She is trash.
And her brother is the founder of Blackwater.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Jesus. Like, her brother?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that guy's name again?
Eric Prince.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, like Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
They're fucking.
And also U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, who is the youngest governor in the country. Governor of South Carolina, though, so meh.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley.
Doesn't count.
Huh.
Oh, Kellyanne Conway.
Oh.
Counselor.
She looks like she just saw the Ark of the Covenant. Like, just happened. Like, she hadn't, like, bad things haven't happened yet, but they're right about to.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. She was one of the people that during the election would get on the air, and it was embarrassing how wrong she was all the time. By
people don't care.
By completely objective facts. And there was several clips I saw of people just making fools out of themselves on the air. And I remember thinking, Samir Suri, who did the program supporting Trump, I was like, you would be 1,000 times better than any of these idiots that are getting paid millions of dollars to support this guy.
Yeah, but he's brown and gay, so they weren't going to put him on TV.
No.
They weren't going to be like, hey, middle America, look who
Not
we got on
next
our team.
Election.
Yeah.
They didn't need him this time. They'll probably need him next election.
Right, yeah, that'll be a good idea. But I mean, honestly, shout out to Samir for fighting a great campaign.
And also, just joking, there's not going to be another election. This is it.
And Samir won't live for another 4 years in this world. Nobody cares who you voted for, Samir. It doesn't matter. They're going to boot you out, too. I don't care how legal you think you got here. They're getting rid of you.
Oh, how terrifying. Let's...
nice guy, though. I like him.
He is.
Yeah, Samir is
sweet man.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's great. So he's proof that, you know, I can be friends with a Trump supporter.
Right. I told...
As long as it's a stereotype.
Katie Merriam was, of course, fighting the Hillary side of the debate. Yeah, yeah. And I talked to her. I talked to her the day after the election. I was like, I don't think that was your fault.
But kinda, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't not your fault.
Yeah,
right.
You definitely didn't fix it.
You didn't get her elected, you dumb dick.
Let's talk about the Holman rule next, because we have a few things written down, but we're running up on time. And this is one of the scarier things, because the Holman rule, this is a rule that was put in place by Congress in 1876.
Hmm.
And it was finally abolished from the books in 1983. And basically, it's a law that gives Congress the power to zero budget, any government project in any department. Previously, up until now, they've only been able to, you can cut the overall budget for a department, but you can't go in and say, this project you can't put money toward, this project you can't put money toward.
So it's just a killer.
Yeah, it's like, you know, micromanagement, basically. They can go in and specifically tell these departments what to work on.
Right.
And they can also reduce the salary of any government employee to $1.
Wow.
Which is effectively it's really hard to fire them.
Price is Right move right there.
Yeah, which is why they made this rule where, okay, you're not fired, but your salary is $1 now. And right. We got rid of this law. And now the Republican Congress just brought it back.
It seems like you already neutered Congress with it.
Yeah.
That's like having a kid say, well, I'm ungrounded now.
Right.
Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, well, you know, we took this weapon away from you. But like, yeah, but we want it. So we're going to take it back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Congress basically made it a law again. And what's scary about it is Trump, Chris Christie said in an interview that Trump basically said his first order of business is going to be to gut the government of basically anyone who doesn't agree with him. So if you work...
Chris Christie said this.
Yes, Chris Christie acting, speaking on behalf of Trump.
At a Krispy Kreme, he said this.
Yeah, yeah. And now this is how they're going to do it, is with this Holman law or Holman rule. And what's creepy, what's especially creepy about it, it's also the first thing Hitler did when he took power.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah.
Under Hitler, it was called the... Why can't I find it?
Heilman rule.
Yeah.
Heilman.
Oh, the law for
I get it. I get it. Holman, Heilman, I get it.
Heilman, he said.
High five. That was pretty great. Heil five. John, high five. High five, Jeff. Thank you. That was really good.
Shoot him.
Under Hitler, it was called the Law for the Restoration of the Professional Civil Service. Mm. And it was basically a law that allowed him to fire anyone in the government who was Jewish or who disagreed with him on anything. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the first things a dictator does when he's taking over a democracy, is he eliminates competition. And now Trump, Congress just gave him permission to do this as soon as he takes office, which is a terrifying thing.
Yeah.
It's so terrifying.
Yeah.
Because that's, again, everyone, and I tried to fucking say this when I was talking about Trump for a fucking year straight when people were like, checks and balances. It's like a person like this doesn't work that way. Once he's in power, he's gonna have power.
Right.
Absolute power.
And this is how it starts. And now it's kind of like it's too late.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are we going to do about it now?
Right.
We kind of just have to wait and see how it unfolds, which is terrifying.
He's got Grayskull now, the old Skeletor. He does.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Power of the Sorceress.
Yeah, I thought it was when the Congress came back in and they just immediately went after the Ethics Committee. No shame.
Yeah, yeah.
The first thing they attacked was Ethics Committee that a bunch of them were under investigation from. And they had no problem being like, I mean, how... Let's do the most evil, insane.
Yeah.
Like, don't you just imagine a bunch of jackals in there?
Yeah,
like,
it's really
mad with power.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the Penguin and Two-Face deciding
we got to get rid of this Ethics Commission.
You know what's keeping this government down?
Ethics.
Yeah, that's it.
Got to get rid of these ethics.
Yeah.
Then we can get things done.
I do think that is overall the idea, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is, like, we got to stop fucking around and do fascism. To make America great again. I do think everybody is not maybe saying that, but definitely believes that.
Yeah, they don't really need to say it.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious.
They said it with actions, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very dog whistle.
It's good times, guys.
Still got elected.
Hey, we're all fine. I mean, minus the whole we're speaking out against him thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still white guys. So.
Well, also, this thing of I'm fascinated with this idea of all three intelligence services saying, like, we've never had an incoming boss hostile to us.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, do you understand that people die to get us this information?
Yeah.
And our incoming boss, we're all united on this one thesis that this is what happened with the Russians, you know, at least influencing the election.
Right.
It's weird. We need a Hoover. We need a J. Edgar Hoover. Like, we need a guy Like, that's the checks and balances that you need.
That was kind of a gangster check and balance.
It was. I mean, yeah. J. Edgar Hoover was that guy.
He was like, this is my zone.
He was the kill switch.
Yeah.
He was the, if it gets too hot,
don't fuck with
me. I know
me.
How to control it.
That was that was a fine film.
Yeah.
That Hoover film. Did you see that? J. Edgar?
I did not. No.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
I
that's a good movie.
I don't
man, it was good.
Yeah, it's really good.
For as big of a bastard as he is, they find a great way to show him in a good light, which is... him versus Richard Nixon.
Wait, a movie did that?
Yeah.
Yes.
A movie took somebody that was detestable and they put him in a positive light?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I believe that happened.
Yeah.
Frost Nixon. Now, that was a good movie, too. That
Frost was Nixon was good.
Great movie.
Elvis and Nixon, garbage.
Was it?
Yeah.
Frost Elvis? Fantastic.
Yeah, he. The last thing I want to talk about with Trump, also he delivered a message to Rahm Emanuel.
Mm.
He said that if Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel can't get the city's crime problem under control, he should ask for federal help. That sounds good, but you know that doesn't mean let's put some programs in place to try and reduce street crime. No, that's going to be Trump sending the fucking...
the like, tanks?
Yeah, like the military in to police these neighborhoods.
Yes.
It will have to be like gang sweeps, like L.A. did to gangs in the 80s, which was brutal. Like,
yes.
They just went through these neighborhoods and rounded up everybody, and they were like, prove you're not in a gang.
A lot of people in law enforcement want a blank check to, you know, just ride roughshod over these communities. And when you're delivering that message of law and order, that is a dog whistle to the cops to let them know, we've got your back.
Yeah,
like Giuliani had these cops' backs in New York. Do what you got to do. If there's a couple of scandals, we're not gonna go after you.
Did you guys see The Siege, starring Denzel Washington and Annette Bening?
I did not see that.
I did not.
It was about terrorism in New York. This was in a pre 9/11 world.
Oh, really?
And they ended up declaring martial law. And Bruce Willis comes in as like the general or whatever, and he comes in and says, "You don't want this." He's like, "The military is a broadsword, not a scalpel. This is not how it's gonna work."
Yeah.
And they're like, "We want him in," and then they're like, "Fuck it, we're putting up camps." And they did. And it's a very, if you haven't seen The Siege, it's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's like 98, maybe, like 1998. But it's a good movie. It's definitely worth watching. But they definitely cover the whole like martial law in a large city.
Yeah.
You can't fucking do that.
Right.
And especially if you're in the of military or police service or whatever, you want to protect yourself. Like, there's a reason that, you know, the armor and the tanks and blah, blah, blah. Like, they don't want to die.
Right.
For 80 grand a year or whatever they're making. So what they're going to do is remove the unsafe element and not care about the chaff that's getting sort of like cut away.
Yeah, well, when it came to like any kind of thing about the Black Lives Matter movement or anything like that, Trump would always respond with some kind of law and order type thing, which is, again, letting everybody know he's picking a side and it's blue, not black, 100%.
Yeah, right.
So it's, things are going to be pretty bad.
It's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
For other people.
Right.
Not us.
No.
Again, I need to remind you guys.
Yes.
I mean, this podcast will be public.
Yeah.
And it's not like he doesn't also want to crack down on people who talk about him in the media. I read an article.
Or if you just tweet at him. He's going to catch you.
And what's one of the really terrifying things about Trump, and it's especially true when it comes to him talking about the media, is he's terrifyingly vague.
Yeah.
Like, when he talks about what should happen to, like, the media, like, you think people libeling him or, you know, something, like, actual that we could sue someone over now. And he just, his quote is, "I think things should happen to reporters who are wrong."
Right.
Like,
yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And that's a question you want to ask before they're president, not after. And they're like, "Oh, that thing I meant, we're gonna kill people." Like,
should happen to them, like
the GTs guys. Good times. We're all here to have a good time, right?
I feel so secure.
The things that could happen, like what, his house should be haunted?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Like, give him an awful waffle. You know
what I'm saying? It could be that.
You never know.
Just a fierce tickling.
Just, you know what? You know what?
Goose him.
Yeah. Yeah,
goose
him. Good goosing. And then tar and feather him in the town square. Goose.
Goose is also delightfully vague. Because that could mean a finger in your asshole or a
really?
Squeeze of the knee.
Is that what you think a goose is?
What else is a goose?
You pinch the ass. That's what a goose is.
No, a goose is anything.
Yeah, it's finger just... in the asshole is extreme. I always thought it was
what
just
kind of
a
goosing
pinch.
Were you getting? What kind of duck duck goose
kind of
were you playing?
Geese did you grow up around? Fucking rapist geese.
Yeah.
Ducks are pretty rapey, right?
That was Long Island for you.
Oh, Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island.
Oh, you get goosed in Long Island. Geese. You get invaded all of a sudden. Oh, my God. That accent, I understand the Boston accent is garbage. I'm well aware of that. But I had somebody from Long Island be like, what do you care about missing Dunkin' Donuts for? You got Coffee Bean. Why would you care about why would you care about
gross.
That? You got Coffee
yeah,
Bean.
Yeah, yeah.
Coffee Bean is here. Why would you care? And I was like, can you stop using any of the words that you say?
Yeah. First of all, he's wrong.
Yeah, he's 100% so wrong. Coffee Bean's gross.
And Dunkin' Donuts is amazing.
Dunkin' Donuts is the best.
Yeah.
I was there's like, one close to here now.
Nice. Fuck, yes. Did I go there this morning? Yes. Did I get a veggie egg white flatbread with double egg whites? Yes, I did. Was it delicious? Absolutely.
Damn.
I love
so
Dunkin'.
So goddamn good. They make a damn good sandwich.
America runs on Dunkin'.
You didn't get that Angus steak sandwich?
Oh, God.
You know what's good? The Polish sausage sandwich?
I loved the spiced sausage sandwich yeah, they had there. It was a little salt and pepper on there that they put on the egg, too.
Delicious.
It was a good treat.
We're ending this on a high note, and I like it. But we got to get the we have to get the comments. We're not.
You
want to
talk about a turkey sausage egg white flat, double the egg white, only one cheese on there? It's good stuff, guys. You got to try it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I remember Jeff showed up at my place once with just a bag of
donut holes. Munchkins.
And you were like, they just gave me these.
They gave me like 100 munchkins. And I'm like, I'm not eating 100 munchkins. And Adam's like, I sure as shit, I'm going to eat 100
munchkins.
Yeah, I'll
eat some
of
those.
Why did they just give you 100 munchkins?
I am very charming.
Damn.
In public.
He robbed them. He robbed the place.
Ski mask. Adam, hold this mask too. Eat these munchkins. You want a couple $100 while I'm here?
Go stand on the sidewalk.
No, I was just there. It was like 9 p.m. or something. And they were just like, you want a giant bag
of
munchkins?
The end of the night. Okay.
They're like, you want a giant bag? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a giant bag. And they're like, here you go.
Nice.
Very nice. Fuck yeah.
Nice. I like it.
We had a little munchkin party.
We
went back to the oobs. Went back behind the wheel. Made some bucks.
Driving the oobs.
You know what I love? Jelly stick.
You like a jelly stick?
You ever had a jelly stick?
I don't know. What is that?
So it's a cruller. It's a stick. It's it's nice and crispy, but they just have a little strip, like one little strip of jelly. You know when you get a jelly donut and you bite into like a bucket of jelly? It's just a tiny little
it's a jelly
delightful
eclair.
Amount of jelly.
I don't like jelly donuts.
Well, what? Try a jelly stick.
I like Boston cream donuts, so those are my favorite donuts.
We used to call those goat guts when we were kids. That's
goat
what we
guts?
Used to call them.
Yeah?
We used to call Boston cream donuts goat guts.
I like goat, too. Goat makes a good taco.
You know what? You don't like a jelly donut at Krispy Kreme, though? Because they make a goddamn good...
No, I don't like jelly donuts. I'm sorry.
This Joker over here. I don't even know what to think.
I don't like jelly donuts either. I like jelly
too?
Sticks.
You like Well, you don't like all those jelly.
I don't. I want only a little bit of jelly.
You can't even be satisfied with that much jelly.
I can't. There's too much jelly
in
there.
It's like it's smothering your jelly needs.
That's too much jelly.
An embarrassment of jelly riches is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to comments. You know... It's a big world out there.
Huge.
It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even matter. I want you to know that's not true. We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and respond to them personally.
Nice.
Personally.
Fade it out, Brett.
Come watch my Celebrity Apprentice. And when Trump was like, he was like, you have bad ratings on Celebrity Apprentice. It's like, because you're the producer, fuckstick. No one wanted to watch it.
Yeah. And it's like, worry about president shit.
Right.
Yeah, not the guy hosting your show for you as a favor.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's read some comments. Jeff, can you see these?
I can't.
You can
really,
probably read them over there. Right.
All right. Okay. Yes. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see him now from here.
Oh, can you? Okay.
Yeah.
Clarence Faulkner says, Teflon Jeff over here. Josh's roasts are just rolling off his back. This is why you don't roast people who are secure in themselves. Damn you and your self-assuredness, Jeff.
Oh, you made a twist at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first he was complimenting me for not getting biting, and then he damned me.
Also, who is Josh?
He meant Joe.
He means Joe Dosh. He just... He benefited that
name. He benefited Joe Dosh, so it was Josh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had Joe Dosh on.
Great comic, by the way.
Fantastic.
And an excellent talent and somebody you should all be aware of.
Yeah.
But these guys, they like to roast.
Whenever we have a roast comic on, the audience.
They try to kick the shit out of the toughest guy in jail.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like they show up in prison.
And you guys don't like, you know, it's regular like listeners who aren't like comics and stuff like that. They don't really buy into this whole a roasting guy.
Yeah.
It's like a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're like, oh, fuck this guy.
What? They like they think he's being serious.
Well, yeah, because they always say super mean stuff.
Right. Yes.
But they're all friends. Like all of them. Like, you know, Keith Carey, Connor McSpadden, Joe Dosh, they're all friends of ours. We love them. We put them on our shows and everything like that. But they're just, they're naturally mean when they do the comedy stuff.
Yes.
Angry Samoan says, I only liked Opie and Anthony when Patrice O'Neill was on the show. Patrice was great. O and A on their own suck ass. I do love Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill on there. Bill Burr was great when he was on there, too. Like, it made it good when they had good guests on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely had something there, though, where they had a... I mean, I'm not even a fan, but, like, I mean, there was something there.
Like, I used to, sometimes if I was going on, like, trips or whatever, I long drives or whatever, I would, like, YouTube episodes of their show with guests that I liked, because you could just open Anthony Bill Burr and you could listen to it, and it's a funny couple hours.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was never a big fan.
All right, so Trev 3196 says, we still have a couple red boxes around my town in Midwestern Illinois, so it's not entirely dead. There's one on the 7-Eleven in Burbank right near my place. I like the red box.
Yeah.
I thought red box was going to be the thing that Netflix, I was like, I'm going
red box. Oh, really?
I'm going red box.
Wow.
And then Netflix.
Yeah.
And then, like, that whole waiting, the you know, you never know, people steal mail, and then someone can't steal my red box, you know?
That's true.
You know what I like is the library. You know, you can rent some videos at the library.
You sure can.
You certainly can.
Yeah.
That's a good place to rent. You know what the library is great for? And hopefully neither of you are going to, do, like, real books. But if you have a Kindle, you can just get books from the library for it.
Woo!
You don't have to pay for them.
Really?
As long as you have a library card.
I like real books.
Any library. Shut up, you idiot. No one likes
you. I like the feel and smell of paper.
Yeah, no one likes the feel and smell of paper.
People like me.
Me and Danger are doing a book club podcast, and
yay.
He brought me the book to read, and it's been just sitting, because I'm just going to read it on my Kindle.
What's the book?
Like a grown-up. Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Oh, yeah, I remember making fun of him for that.
Oh, yeah. Let's see comments from the subscription site. ConnectPal.com/unpopular opinion, by the way, if anyone out there listening hasn't subscribed.
A lot of people wanted me to attack physically, Joe.
Wow, this is a lot of comments.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
How many comments?
Although Luis Galvez is hell yeah, Dosh.
Hell yeah,
right?
Dosh.
There it is.
Luis Galvez. We met him at List of Demands,
I do
believe.
There it is.
And John Fahey was there too.
Correct.
Oh my God!
That was a hell of a fun day.
It was a good event. It was a good event.
MH says, in honor of Joe's disinterest in Rihanna and Beyonce, he should name his upcoming comedy album "I'm Kind of a Terrible Gay." It's not a bad idea. That's
you know what?
That's kind of a good. It's kind of a good album too.
Brian Ashby says, I truly love when one of the mean boys comes on and shit gets a little hostile, and it definitely sounds like Jeff was being a good sport, playing to the guest's strengths and not taking any of it seriously. It's comedy. I know it's comedy.
Yeah, we're all professionals.
If y'all are taking it too seriously, just enjoy the ride.
Yeah. You'll know if any of us are ever genuinely mad.
I may.
At a guest.
I may, says, genuinely love Joe Dosh. I cracked up a lot listening to this one. Certainly helps when the person being roasted understands what's going on and can take it in good humor with a U. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
Humor with a U.
What is that?
Get out of here. Get out with your accent aigu on your E and your humor with a U. I don't know. I may. No, just kidding. You're great.
I may.
Shallow Humor says, Jeff May really hit the nail on the head about the regressive left eating itself. I thought you did, too. That was a good point.
Yeah, but I wouldn't necessarily call it regressive. I mean, they're trying to be progressive, but they're not figuring it out.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think I'm like a conservative, because...
He is.
But aren't you kind of talking about a portion of the left that seems conservative itself?
No, what I'm saying is the left that is turning on itself into... Like, when they, like, harassed Steve Martin.
Sure, No, absolutely. Like, it's that, to me, is a very conservative...
That part of the left... Yeah. Is almost so progressive that they're devouring their own tail.
Yeah, I think they're so progressive that they're conservative. I think they're very
that's fair.
Just like backwards and
Shiite progressives.
Yes, a lot of policing.
the Sunni progressives.
Let's read a couple more. Oh, these are all about.
Yeah, it's a lot about it's Mean Boys stuff. It's Redbox. Justin Hensley asked, is Redbox not a thing in LA? In North Carolina, they're everywhere. They're around, but they're not as abundant as you'd think.
LA has fucking video stores, man.
Yeah, we vidiots.
I see a lot of video stores.
You can rent
in
some
LA.
Tapes.
And these are not adult arcades I'm talking about. I'm talking about an actual video store.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go. This
got adult arcades, too.
Yeah, they
got
do.
Those, too.
Yeah, they do.
Or adult bookstores,
mm-hmm.
You know?
You ever see a place called an arcade and it's not an arcade and it bums you out?
Yeah, it is.
That's a real twist, and I don't like it. Well, sir, I don't like it.
From the last podcast me and Quincy did, What in the World, which was titled On the Bright Side, Germans Are Reading More. We called it that because one of the segments was about how Mein Kampf is flying off the shelves in Germany.
Shut
right
up,
now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. 85,000 copies since it went on sale last January, which is
It took a
big
while
numbers.
To publish that book, huh?
It fell...
Oh, because it was banned.
Yeah, it was banned, and it's been under copyright, but now the copyright expired, so it's just kind of like...
Public domain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pick up a copy of Mein Kampf in the Unpop store.
But I mean, do you really think that it's like they're psyched about reading Mein Kampf, or do you think it's like...
Yeah, that's what I brought up on the podcast, is that I hope it's at least like 50-50. Like, I would read Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Because it's like
your anime.
It's like a
Are we not raging?
Like a historical document, basically.
Well, yeah, and plus if any book is banned and then suddenly it's on sale, people are curious.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Mein Kampf and Huck Finn, same amount of the N-word.
Right, really? Is that true?
No.
Oh,
no.
God, man.
I don't have that word in German.
Right. They have
probably
only polite words.
Yeah. Always sound like they're yelling at you.
Oh, yeah, Compton Cricket Club. Does anyone here know anyone from the Compton Cricket Club?
Zach Yates says, Compton Cricket Club. I forgot about that. It'd be great if you could interview someone from there. The
yeah.
CCC, that's dangerously close.
Yeah, the Bompton Bricket Blub, if you're a blood. Jesus, Jeff, are you dying?
Yes, I'm dying.
Okay, I can tell.
Don't do that.
Yeah, me and Quincy watched cricket on an episode of What in the World once and tried to understand what was happening, and we could not.
Should have watched that King Ralph scene where he plays cricket.
No one can make sense of cricket. But then someone posted, it might have been Zach Yates, who posted on Twitter about the Compton Cricket Club, which is the only touring organized cricket club.
I like the Harlem Globetrotters.
In the United States.
They have like a ladder and buckets
really?
Of confetti.
Based in
and stuff.
Compton.
Really?
Fascinating, right?
I mean, I'm assuming, though, in that area, there must be a lot of Indian transplants. So it would actually make sense that in sort of southern
yeah,
Los Angeles, like, well, because a lot of them work in the tech area, like by the airport.
It's
like
big
in
the fucking Caribbean and stuff. Like, it's like, yeah. It's like yeah. Cricket is big in all kinds of weird places.
Cricket? Nobody understands cricket. It's Raphael from the Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh.
You got to know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
Damn, that's a deep cut.
And then he
dude.
Goes, I'll show you. And then he hits him, knocks him into the trash can. And he goes, 6 runs. It's Casey Jones said that.
Damn.
Elias Kateas.
Jeff, from the last Monday show, someone says Foxborough is a lovely little town. That was Will R.
Will R. Wrong.
Good job.
Ryan Mullen says, I live in fucking Braintree, Mass, which is deep in what I call Brady country, and I can't fucking stand the Patriots. The fans are obnoxious and can't even take a little criticism. Brady's a sore loser, and I love seeing him cry after losing a game. Hashtag sportsball. Ryan Mullen.
Good job, Ryan Mullen. I think you angered Jeff May.
No, I don't care. I mean,
no, you did. Jeff's just really upset. Okay, yeah, let's get out of here. Right?
Yeah, we don't need to keep... I don't need to hear what other people say.
Yeah. All the
what is this? You people are insane? Subscribe and you
what
can hear
this
those.
Democracy? Come on.
Yeah, do we have anything to plug? Yes, I do. We have a subscription service.
Do we?
ConnectPal.com/unpopularopinion.
Oh, fancy.
8 episodes a week right now.
Ooh.
Starting, I believe, next month, we'll be back up to 10 episodes
wow.
every week. Plus, we do 4 monthly shows that are subscription only. We do bi-weekly Ooh. Episodes of all our weekly shows for free on iTunes and on SoundCloud. But we also have 4 monthly shows that you can only get if you're a subscriber. There's Get Lit with me and Danger Van Gorder. It's our book club podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Name.
Me and Chet Wild have a podcast called What's Your Problem, which is about getting your fucking life together, getting your... diet and your health and your mental health and all your things in order.
Okay.
And Fightcast is now a monthly subscriber only podcast. We do Listcast every week for free, still with no ads. So
we got some great Listcasts coming up too.
Yeah, we do.
Really cool guests.
Really good ones. And all of that is just $4.99 a month. It's quite the
fucking value. You can't beat it.
No.
You can't beat it.
Not even
so
five,
join it.
Not even five clams.
Yeah. And
sub five clams.
What do you want?
Buy me and Jeff May's comedy album at cdbaby.com.
Did you know we split an album?
I did not know that.
Gift of the Magi 2.
Really?
Yeah. Available on cdbaby.com.
30 minutes of Jeff May, 30 minutes of Adam Todd Brown.
TV. Mm-hmm. Damn. And very
it is,
nice.
It is a delight.
Punk album.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
We X'd our hands up before we recorded
I'm a big fan of that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
NoFX is actually doing one with us, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in L.A., come see me tonight at Trip in Santa Monica.
Oh, I love that.
Telling jokes with the Dollface Dames.
There it is.
And Friday, I'm dropping in on Mint on Card, I do believe.
For Mint on Card's one-year anniversary.
One-year anniversary. I wasn't booked on the one-year anniversary show, but it's great.
Special drop-ins.
Yeah.
Special
drop-ins.
Why do you do that?
No.
Why are you going to do that?
I don't know. The same reason.
I actually didn't book this one.
The same reason when we both had shows, you would go, my show is free and we pay comics. And right?
I'm going to kick you directly. Yeah.
Speaking of my show that's not free, that doesn't pay comics, also that night, The Darkest Hour at Westside Comedy Theater.
Go see both.
In Santa Monica.
What day is that?
That's Friday night. Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th,
damn.
Baby.
You
could go.
I can't.
No, because you've decided that you don't want to go.
Well, no, I got my own stuff. I'll plug in my own time.
Yeah, sure,
no,
we
no,
will.
No, do it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for Adam to finish.
11:30 Friday night, Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica.
Darkest hour. See it.
Yeah.
See a clean as a whistle basic cable host go real dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh Denny. His show just premiered on the Food Network.
Right.
And if you're a fan of his work on the Food Network,
you will
come to The Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will
it's gonna be a,
murder yourself.
A teetering balancing act for Josh Denny. I'm blown away. I love Josh and everything like that, but how is this going to happen? It's crazy.
It is.
It's so good. I'm so excited about it.
Exciting.
This is going to be a fun roller coaster.
Yeah. Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
Mint on Card 1 year anniversary. Blast
Damn.
From the past. Lots of great comics.
Any good drop-ins?
Andy Peters, Leah Kajanian, Lisa Best, Dave Waite, Riley Silverman, Adam Todd Brown. Just a whole bunch of all-stars showing up to ring in the 1 year. Join us the second Friday of every year of every month.
Nope.
February we got a little guy named John Fahey. John Fahey, you know, showing up on there. It's going to be great.
February, what is it?
It's February 10th. Don't do this to
February
me.
February 10th.
210, baby. 210.
I'm not going to big time you. I'm not going to say I can't make it.
I had to do that to Adam once on the podcast.
Yeah, that was
it was a flight thing, and I
sure,
bailed
sure.
a month in advance, but still I felt bad.
Right.
John Fahey, do you have anything to
say? I'm unable to come to both Adam Todd Brown and Jeff May's show on Friday because I will be I will be in Fresno with Quincy L. Johnson II and Aaron Pita.
I'm going to edit that out.
Friday and Saturday at Mother Mary's, Danny Minch's show, Real Fun Times. I have a little video podcast on the YouTube.com.
What?
This is called I Thought This Was Funny. I interview a friend about things that they giggle about to themselves in their private moments.
Oh, you haven't asked us to be on that.
It's only had two episodes so far, Jeff, so...
One, two. I feel like this could have been a thing.
My first
feels like you could have filled the quota by
first
now.
First episode has Kevin Noonan. Second episode is not out yet, but we'll have Kevin Anderson. And then we
it's
will...
it's a Kevin-only podcast.
Well, no. But, you know, we'll have a great Friday of people, but so that is, if you just look up I Thought This Was Funny on YouTube episode 1, you can check that out. And I am John Fahey, you know, on the old Twitter.
Yeah, JohnFahey. That's important.
Yes, correct.
Next guest on his podcast, Kevin Mitchell. power hitter. Right. Kevin Mitchell.
Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, I love that. He's a pro Trump guy, so you might want to.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Kid gloves.
Who knows what he thinks is funny.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's
say goodbye, John Fahey.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Jeff, say goodbye.
I like what he did there. It was pretty good.
Say goodbye.
I'm just saying. I like the way he had a nice dismount. It made me feel good. I think it made the fans feel good. The listeners liked it.
You're a real piece of shit.
I'm leaving here fulfilled.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. God damn, I said it.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bristol Street. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street. I'm not-